you find your forever pets now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Hancock County Dog Warden Mia is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have brought Dorothy in.
Yes.
Tell us about Dorothy.
Yes. Dorothy is a French bulldog, and she was a stray, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of strays lately.
Yes. And she is a little older. She's about 7 years old. That's our estimate through her teeth.
Yeah.
And she did come with her ear inflamed, and she had a hematoma, but our vets fixed that up for her. So one ear sticks up and one ear sticks down. Kind of cute. She's about 25 pounds, and she's very gentle and calm. And she has been at the shelter for 6 weeks, 44 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she's available for adoption. So if you're interested in Dorothy, you can go to our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com, and you can click the adoption tab and find Dorothy's name. Or if you're interested in other dogs or more than one dog, we have plenty.
Well, Dorothy, I kind of lost her, but she was right at my feet underneath the counter here.
Yes, and Rex is trying to navigate the camera for me.
I've got the camera. And
find her.
She's trying to look for snacks, but I see a couple peanuts underneath. She obviously does not like peanuts because they're still under there. So
I thought
you could clean things up because to get those, I got to get down on my hands and knees. So.
Yes. Maybe if I had a different dog that liked peanuts.
Yeah.
If they're still here next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just leave him under there.
Yeah.
No, we're actually testing the cleaning people right now.
Yeah, we're testing the dogs.
Testing the dogs too. Yeah. So let's get Dorothy adopted. You said 7 years old, about 25 pounds.
Yep. And she's pretty collective and calm. She likes to play sometimes.
Pretty easygoing.
She has just this calm personality to her, and she does love going on walks.
Oh, good.
She's really good on the leash.
Sure.
And she's well-behaved. She does know sit. I don't know if she knows anything else. I believe that's all that she knows. But she was a stray, so we don't know if she knows other tricks in different languages. We have been getting a lot of dogs that know French.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes. What are those canines?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. The commands.
German. We're getting a lot of dogs that know German.
Right. Hey, Dorothy.
So I have learned sit in German, and that is about it.
Very good. Well, we're coming up on that time of year, Mia, where a lot of folks were going to be popping off fireworks.
Yes.
So keep that in mind and be
please.
Aware of your dogs and cats.
Yes. Please make sure that they're all wearing their license for Hancock County. Mm-hmm. We can get them back home as quick as possible because fireworks are loud for dogs and they don't like them. So they run. And if you think that it's not going to be your dog, it's probably going to be your dog that runs.
Right.
And then it's going to have to sit at the shelter. If it has a license on, I can get it home that same day. But if it's not wearing its license, then I don't know where it belongs. And so it's going to have to go back to the shelter and get that shelter stress that the dogs get. So please wear your dog license. Have them, if they don't wear collars at home, just put the collar on for the fireworks and then
keep that in mind.
Yes,
all right.
Keep that in mind. And same for cats. Cats don't have license, but if you go to like a pet store or something, you get your phone number on the cat's collar.
And we can
get the cats back safely, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Hancock County Dog Warden Mia is here with Dorothy, so we'll have the video up a little bit later here. Instagram and Facebook and our website as well, we'll have that. So thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you guys.
It's all thanks to Legacy Country Corner.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.